Kevin, another brilliant night. Went the extra time, but the players just kept digging and digging.
Great bunch of lads. I know their fitness levels are a credit to themselves. They work extremely hard every day they come in. There's no maintenance room. They come in and get their work done. And they produce for David Parkhouse. They score 4 goals as a 19-year-old in the Brandywell and a semi-final. Yeah, a major competition deserves a special mention. And listen, we're delighted when we put that in the back burner for the middle of September now. And as I keep saying, you have to get a focus now. The FA Cup's another big competition, steep in tradition for this club. So we're really focused and doing well on that. But for us not to be at our best tonight and still create 9-10 chances and could have ran out easier winners is no. It's really pleasing. It gives you a nice satisfaction that when you're not playing well, you're still creating a number of chances. So thankfully, Parky was on fire tonight and scored 4 great goals.
FAA Cup tie coming up this week. You've won these competitions as a player, so you're well placed to tell these young guys what's required.
Absolutely. You can only, as I say, no one knows this game. You have to speak about your experiences and tell people how good it can be whenever you bring that trophy back to Guildhall Square. No, that's a tremendous memory of mine, and it'll always be fond. I think the 2012 game was my biggest highlight of my playing career because what way the season went, and that's what that's about for these players. Let's get in our major cup final. Why not? We've brought a new group of players together. We've only lost 6 games this season. We're very competitive in every game, and that's the way we have to treat Wexford. Just you can't come up here and think, we'll just go out and turn a team over it, and it doesn't work. As I spoke to a couple of other reporters there and said, I was involved in non-league games with Bluebell and all, and it went to a replay. So we'll be all the warning signs are there. We'll have them watched and we'll prepare properly. And as I say, it's a high tonight, but you want to go again Friday and get through in the FA Cup.
Speaking about tonight's game, they scored first. It seemed to me a wee bit out of blue, but the boys kept going and got their reward just on the half time.
Brilliant. We had a couple of setbacks. Like at 83rd minute goal, we probably finished most teams off whenever you concede in the 83rd minute when you look comfortable and looks as if you're going to get it done in normal time. But it goes down to fitness levels again and the much work they put in and the hard they work that they can just keep going. And I thought the subs were brilliant. Jack Malone played a great ball for Parky's 4th goal, and that kills a tie. And no, listen, we have a good strong squad, and people came out tonight and other people went in and we came again. So we're delighted with the players, but we have to keep pushing. We have a big 10 weeks of season to go, so you can't stand still, and it's a final now. But as I say, no, we want to finish up that league table as high as we can and just keep on pleasing our good supporters here, because they've been brilliant as well and backed us all year, so we want to keep giving back to Emmons.
Are things going better than you and Declan and the rest of the team would have expected?
Well, you'd have to say if you're thinking back and looking where we've came from, no, there's no two ways about it. And I keep saying to Declan, like, no, we probably are in a far better place than we thought we might have been. We thought it might have took maybe an hour, but they get us where we want this club to go. But listen, you take that in this game. But as I say, you can't feel as if you've arrived in this game. We're all experienced enough, and we've all had our setbacks with this club before. And we don't want that to go like that again. We want to keep driving it on. We don't want to settle. We want this club to be one of the best teams in Ireland again. And I think the players are showing that as well. They're fighting for the shirt and they're fighting for the city.